From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that Coxsackie residents spoke out against a proposed modular home development project in the village at a public hearing held on Monday, October the 9th. At the hearing, attorneys for the project spoke and a number of residents expressed opposition to the project. Resident Stephanie Birch, a resident of Van Dyke Street, submitted a petition to the town board. Birch said, and I quote, "We have received many signatures from members of our community that want this law or proposal passed. We would like to keep our community like it is. We are all for growth. We do not see this as growth," end quote. The existing infrastructure cannot support an additional 160 homes, given the number of water main breaks that occur, Birch said. She said additional traffic would also present a problem. Other speakers at the hearing echoed Birch's comments. UMH Properties, a real estate investment trust based in Freehold, New Jersey, first proposed building Mountain View Estates, a 280-unit modular home park on a 110-acre former dairy farm at Van Dyke Street in 2006. The town board is now considering an amendment to a local law that would limit the number of manufactured and modular homes permitted within the village of Coxsackie. A vote on the proposed local law has not been scheduled yet. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Speakers at a public hearing on Tuesday, October the 10th, appealed to the State Public Service Commission, asking how Central Hudson Gas and Electric could charge the highest rates in the state and still justify proposed rate increases. The company is asking for a 13.5% hike for electricity and an 18.5% for natural gas. The afternoon hearing at Kingston City Hall drew about 40 people. A second hearing was scheduled for Tuesday evening. Town of Rochester Supervisor Carl Chipman said, and I quote, "I liken the proposed increase to rubbing salt in an open wound," end quote. Central Hudson Vice President Anthony Campaginori said the additional revenue would be used to shore up aging infrastructure and expand customer service programs. Central Hudson has also promised to enlarge its payment assistance program for low-income families. Several speakers at the hearing, however, said the company's information was misleading and contended the utility is focused on increasing investor profits. The final public hearing on the proposed rate hike will be held at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Monday, October the 16th in the Newburgh Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greenport Fire District will hold a special election on October the 24th to approve a bond resolution that will allow the town of Greenport to purchase a new frontline pumper vehicle for $700,000. If passed, the proposition would allow the fire district to issue $300,000 in serial bonds and draw up on $400,000 from its capital reserve fund to finance the purchase. Greenport Fire Chief Harry Breeze said maintenance costs for the 24-year-old truck the department is now using are increasing, and replacing the vehicle would be a more economical choice. Polls will open at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 24th at 500 Town Hall Drive in the Greenport Community Center. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, the Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting the sidewalk on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge will be closed to pedestrians during the coming weeks to allow for construction related to the Hudson River Skywalk project. The walkway is currently closed through Friday, October the 13th at 4 p.m. It will be closed again next week from Monday, October the 16th, beginning at 7 a.m. through 4 p.m. Friday, October the 20th, and the following week as well from 7 a.m. Monday, October the 23rd through Friday, October the 27th at 4 p.m. The $5.4 million Skywalk project is a part of the statewide infrastructure investment plan. And that is a story that you can read in full in the Daily Freeman. Today is day 8 of the WGXE 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interests. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain mainly after 4 p.m. today. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 63 degrees. Rain is likely tonight mainly between 8 p.m. and 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 48. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a temperature high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 37. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 51. The sun rose this morning at 7:03 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:18 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 11th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.